Ford Motor Company announced this week that it's ending production of one of its most famous cars, the Lincoln Continental. Ford will stop producing the Continental at its Flat Rock assembly plant at the end of this year. Joining me now to talk about the history of the Continental is Ken Fischong of the Gilmore Car Museum in Hickory Corners, Michigan. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Doug.
Ken, Henry Ford and his son Edsel Ford bought Lincoln in 1922. Lincoln had been founded by Henry Leland. In 1939, Edsel Ford oversaw the launch of the first Continental. It was known as the Lincoln Zephyr Continental. What was so special about those early cars?
Edsel Ford was a brilliant marketer. The types of cars that he designed, they were elegant. Zephyrs, you know, as a wind. So they were very aerodynamic. The aerodynamics and the tie-in with aviation was another brilliant thing that Edsel did and still is prevalent today.
And the Continental sort of came in fits and spurts. World War II stopped production for a while. It resumed for a few years, but Edsel Ford had died by then. Continental eventually returned in 1955. What changed about the car when it returned?
They set up a separate division. It wasn't Lincoln and it wasn't Ford. It was called Continental. And they came out with, in 1955, the Continental Mark II concept car. And this car debuted at the Paris Auto Show, and it had a European flair. It was a two-door luxury sedan. This car was priced just under $10,000 for 1956. Extremely expensive for a two-door luxury car, but that was really the beginning of the more familiar Lincoln Continental Mark III, Mark IV, Mark V, Mark VI, Mark VII, Mark VIII.
President John F. Kennedy was riding in a customized 1961 Lincoln Continental when he was assassinated in Dallas in 1963. What effect did being part of that national tragedy have on the Continental brand?
Well, you know, what do they say? There's no such thing as bad publicity. But what Lincoln did right in 1961, they gave it 150% effort in all aspects, you know, from the design to the engine and all of the other things that made it special. And I think Lincoln was already really offering a very competitive vehicle prior to JFK's assassination. But that dark blue convertible is pretty iconic.
Ken, SUVs have cut into the sedan market for years now, and now Lincoln's lineup will not have a single car in it. It will be all SUVs. I wonder what you see in that shift in the car industry.
You know, there's a time I remember when every single livery driver and limousine was a Lincoln Town Car, and you probably remember too, Doug.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah, and so, I mean, they really captured a lot of that market. But there's still a viable market for luxury sedans. I mean, you look at all the other marks and brands that have them out there. You know, Mercedes and BMW and Infiniti and Lexus. And there will still be those luxury sedans, but just not as many that are American-made in the future.
Well, Ken, your expertise on Lincolns doesn't just come from working at the Gilmore Car Museum. You've got your own love affair with the brand.
Yeah, I've owned, my goodness, probably well over 25 Lincolns, everything from sedans to Mark III, a Mark IV, a Mark VI, a Mark VII, and also several of the Navigators as well. I remember I loaned my little brother my Lincoln Mark IV to take to the prom, and he was the hit of the prom. It had those big swivel seats where you could just swivel out. So I've been a big buyer of Lincolns and seller of Lincolns for many, many years. And you know, change is a good thing. The automotive industry has had to adapt and change, and I think that's exactly what's happening right now, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Ken Fischong is the Director of Commercial Operations at the Gilmore Car Museum here in Michigan. Ken, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure, Doug. Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.